Hi, welcome to episode 123 of ThriftyCast. This is Eric.
And this is Kathleen.
And we did something a little different this time and talked about a thing we love before we recorded.
Yes, and we talked about it like a week ago, so I totally forgot what it was.
Yep.
So it's almost like we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
How you doing?
I'm good. Today was productive-ish. Talked to Marcy at the antique mall, which has been closed since June 28th, because apparently they have a massive mold infestation in the building.
Yes.
So they had to shut it down. I thought she owned it, but she's renting it, and she did end up buying another building that she's moving to, but none of her, you know, people who are renting booths from her, none of us are moving. So we're in this mold-infested building just trying to get out the stuff that we want. So we took a couple of totes of stuff that we wanted, and then we took this shelving unit that's, like, not at all special. It's just this IKEA bookshelf, you know, the one that's all cubes? Everybody knows that bookshelf, right? So decided to put that in the living room just because we needed more bookshelf space.
Mm-hmm.
It really lacks character, which I don't
love.
Wait,
it lends or lacks?
Lacks character.
Lacks. Okay, I was like, lens? That would surprise me, but okay.
Oh, yeah. No. It's, I don't know. It is nice having the extra space, and it's, like, it's white, so it's just whatever. I don't know. I'm not terribly excited about it.
Well, once it's filled with stuff, I would assume it would look a lot better.
Sure.
And livelier and
right. And I'm kind of thinking of it as a placeholder, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm hoping to eventually thrift bookshelves that do have a lot of character that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right now it fits the space okay. It's fine. And so now it's like rearranging books from other shelves and figuring out kind of what makes sense, but what also looks good.
Yep, I know what that's like.
Yeah, so obviously
and
I just...
also with bits, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That
so
whole thing with bookshelves.
Oh, yeah. So obviously I just decided to turn all my books backwards.
No.
Oh, no. Never. That is maddening to me. I don't know.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Somebody pointed out that it's like a TV thing because, you know, you don't want to advertise anything or you don't want to give the rights to anything. So on TV show sets, they'll turn the books backwards. And I think people sort of mistook that for a thing or a look. It's like that thing where they have, if somebody gets a present, they're like, oh, thank you for this present. And the lid is wrapped separately. So you just take off the wrapped lid so you can do it for multiple takes without having to rewrap the present.
Okay, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I have never in my life seen that on TV.
The Christmas present.
Ever. No, the books.
Okay.
The books turned around.
Huh.
I don't think that's a TV thing. I think that's a design thing because it lacks color
mm-hmm.
and it's not distracting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what it is. I think it's a bland minimalist gray, white, cream, beige, vanilla girl thing.
Wow.
And I don't like it. And I've said my piece, and I'm done talking about it.
You know, the thing about minimalism is, like, if you have so little going on, if you want, like, a clutter-free environment,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you're the kind of person who would like to be able to find the books that you have, right?
You would think, but
I don't know. Yeah, the thought of having to turn around every book to find something that you're looking for, a particular
mm-hmm.
book that you're looking for.
Yeah.
I just don't. Yeah. Yep. What's your find of the week? Well, actually, what's going on with you? What are you up to?
Work, mostly. I did go thrifting this morning, which was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Went to 3 stores, bam, 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 got stuff at each one.
Ooh, nice.
Really good stuff at the first one. Yeah, instead of Taco Bell for breakfast, which was really good. Embarrassingly good.
Yeah, Taco Bell breakfast should be completely disgusting, and it's not.
But it's good.
It is. Yeah.
No, it was. And I don't do that a lot, so it was really, it was like a little treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, work has been really busy, which is good, but that's kind of been sucking up my time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really all that's new with me. No mold stories.
Yeah.
My find of the week. Oh, that's hard. I found a lot of really good stuff today. I'm going to have two because
sure.
I had a find of the week from before when we thrifted mm-hmm. that I was going to use, and then we didn't record. We thrifted, this might even be two times ago now. I found this really cool picture that I liked. I just knew I liked it. I didn't know anything about it, but I did some Googling. It's called Avenue of Trees, and it's by Brush. There's Brush McCoy, and then there's Brush. They were briefly together. They were also separate. Early 30s, I think I remember now. It's been a little while since I looked it up. But it's a really pretty green... I'll take a picture of it. It was $3. It was a nice find. And then today, I think my favorite find is probably going to be this little plastic pin that's a little like plastic floral pin that I just thought was cute and was half off. So it was like $1.20. And then when I looked at it a little closer, it was Occupy Japan.
Oh, nice.
I had no idea of the time period. So I was a little surprised it was as old as that.
Huh.
And in really good shape. And yeah, so that was a little surprise.
Nice.
Yeah.
That picture, it was the last time I was down there. It was the last time I was in Chicago, which was like, what, a week or two? And yeah. What struck me about it, when you picked it up, I'm like, that is the most 70s looking thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Good eye, because I would have... I was seriously thinking 70s. It has that, like, avocado kind of vibe to it. That color that was so popular in the 70s, I thought.
The green is actually different than avocado, but I could see how you could see that.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I knew it was old.
Yeah.
I just didn't know who made it or the time period.
It's actually not very uncommon that you'll pick something up and recognize it as having age, and I won't.
Yeah, I am. I mean, that is, I can often not tell you beyond that, but I usually can tell age on something.
Right. You know, just looking at it as like a yes or no proposition, does this thing have age?
Mm-hmm.
I think I get it wrong a lot more than you do.
And it's funny because it's hard for me to articulate what it is all the time.
Yep.
I'm in a bunch of different groups on Facebook for pottery and Christmas stuff and, you know, the Weird Finds group. And people will post things and they'll be like, oh, this is so vintage, or oh, this is so whatever. And I'm like, no, that's from like the last 3 years. And I mean, I can't necessarily say why, but even through the photo,
mm-hmm.
it's my little tiny, I wouldn't call it a superpower, but it's like my tiny, tiny little ability.
Well, if you're thrifting, it's definitely a superpower.
It's handy.
Well, I'm remembering that one time we were in Oshkosh, and I think it ended up being your find of the week. So, I don't know. It was your find of the week sometime within the last 7 years. That's all I know. And it was a picture frame from World War I.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I thought it was bicentennial. You know, which arguably bicentennial at this point also has age. But I mean, like, I don't know. Oh, speaking of having age, turns out Marcy, the woman who owns the antique mall.
Moldy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Turns out her birthday is the same as mine, including the year.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, we are precisely the same age. I don't know. Side note, just a weird thing that happened today.
What's your find of the week?
Somebody with my birthday. But other than that, that same day that you got that green pitcher in the exact same store, you actually stumbled across my find of the week, which was a set of Soviet pins. I don't know what these are for. Some of them are clearly like, oh, look at me, I'm in the Communist Party. There's like a, you know, I couldn't tell because they were like mounted on cards. Some of them have like pin backs. So I have some of them pinned to this green messenger bag I have when I carry your books or whatever. They look real cute on there. But some of them were clearly meant for a buttonhole on a lapel. Mm-hmm. Like there's a red star with a gold outline. They were super cheap. They were 80 cents each. And, you know, just fun, communist, good times in, you know, Soviet bloc, ultra-depressing USSR.
I got some more of them today for 40 cents.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, there were a few left.
That's so great.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I loved those. And then they also had some, like, other kind of cool, like, wacky pins, and I got, a couple of those that I am just sort of setting aside. I'm not sure what to do with them. I'm trying to get all kinds of different pins for my bag. It's kind of nice because it's easy, makes it easy to spot your bag. And it's also like, you know, fun.
It was funny when we were thrifting, when we found those pins, before we went to that store, the store before it, they're the same company. They had an advertisement that there was new management.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, yeah, that's going to matter. And we walked in and we were like, oh, wow, they do have new management. It's cleaner and organized.
And the prices make sense.
Yeah, it really, and it was just as good today. It was just as organized and clean and tidy. And I walked in and people greeted me, which was a little weird. they opened another register when there were three people in line.
We need to, like, befriend this manager.
I mean, it was kind of amazing. But it was funny, because whenever you hear that, like, under new management, I always think, yeah, whatever. But somebody's whipping that place into shape.
Yeah, it's weird. It would be like the reverse Karen. Like, we want to talk to the manager. Hey, you're great. Everything here is fantastic.
Exactly. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff. It's been good thrifting for whatever reason over the last 3 to 4 weeks. Like, I found a bunch of Homer Laughlin Harlequin plates. So now I'm putting together, like, I have, like, a pretty good sort of collection of those to use. There's also a China company called Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, like Edwin Knowles, I think it is. Mm-hmm. They have this great deco shape that they reuse. I've gotten plates before that I think I posted pictures of that have like a floral design, but it's like flower pots on shelves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it has this, again, this deco pattern on the edge. And then when I was out, I think I was out with you when this happened, but I found a plate that had that same silhouette, that same vibe. And again, apparently the Knowles company just reused this shape a lot. And I love this shape. It's like, you know, super deco. I went online to see if I could kind of find if there were more just solid colors.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a couple, like, different colors, but I don't know. None that I loved.
Hmm.
It felt very 50s to me. It's that palette that, you know, it's like the, oh, ash, light gray, and maroon,
yeah,
and chartreuse. Yeah, exactly.
It's rose. It's a weird color palette.
Yes.
Yeah, Fiesta was weird at that time, too. It's exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, it's really, I don't know. It's super hard to make sense of it. Like,
yeah,
you know, when you see the 70s, it's like, oh, yeah, earth tone, sunsets. Groovy, far out, you know, that harvest gold, sunset orange, mm-hmm. avocado, and basically poop brown. Like, all those make perfect sense together. But that 50s palette, like, I just cannot wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
Even if you go back to the 80s when it was like, what was it? Country Blue and Peach and Dusty Rose. Like, mm-hmm. I don't love those colors, but they make total sense to me.
Yeah.
Especially together. So, I don't know.
You were talking about good thrifting. You also got me that really nice vase that you gave me. The swirly...
Oh, yeah.
Swirly one, which I like a lot.
Oh, good. Yeah, I liked that it had the company stamped on the bottom, which vases like that I typically don't see. So... And let me ask, does that have age?
Yes. Mm. Oh, yes.
Mm. Nice. Yeah, I'm like, somebody could have bought this on a vacation 3 weeks ago. I don't know.
No.
Okay.
They did not.
Cool.
Do you want to talk about greeting cards?
Yeah. So the things we love, greeting cards. This is a tricky one because any given thrift store you go to may or may not carry these. I find that you are much more likely to find these in thrift stores that are curated and maintained by, like, not to put anybody in a box, but really, like, older church women.
Mm-hmm.
They're more likely to actually go through them and organize them, make sure that they have envelopes. So if you go to that kind of thrift store, like, that's specific to a church, you're much more likely to find a greeting card section there.
Well, they're more likely to see value in greeting cards.
And that makes perfect sense. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep. They are usually, like, wickedly cheap. The most you'll ever pay is a quarter.
Yeah.
And, It ends up being kind of like a walk through the decades.
Yeah.
Often, you know, I imagine that there are people who just had a bunch of greeting cards that they kept in a shoebox and then didn't want them anymore or for whatever reason no longer had need for them, so donated them. So there are often old greeting cards that you can find. And by old, it's often the 70s or 60s. But who doesn't love, like, a semi-nude couple in silhouette walking along a beach holding hands for a thinking of you card?
Or a bell-bottomed child celebrating a 7th birthday.
Yes. Often with, like, a sparrow or a bluebird.
Yes.
I'm kind of lumping in with greeting cards, too. If you get really lucky, you can find some great postcards. You can find great vintage postcards, like those old kind of linen-y ones, if you're really, really lucky. Or, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s photo cards. A lot of companies came out with these, so... I have one that's a woman standing holding a giant fire hose because it was published by a fire hose company. And it was them, you know, advertising their goods. And, you know, with a blank postcard, like, the sky's the limit, right? Like, that's what I ended up giving you for your birthday card this
year.
Yeah,
it was really good. It was a good card.
Yeah.
I have noticed that stores sell their greeting cards really differently. So in some stores, you will go and there will be a rack, like you're in a tiny Hallmark or a tiny grocery store, and there will be cards set up, maybe even divided up according to birthdays or the coming holiday. Mm-hmm. The big St. Vincent de Paul that we go to in Oshkosh, Appleton, whatever. That's how theirs are set up.
Yes.
They'll have the upcoming holiday will be highlighted, and then they always have birthday, and they always have, like, get well or miscellaneous. The St. Vincent by my mom's, where they're only 10 cents a card,
nice.
Has a very small rack, but there's always a mix.
Mm-hmm.
by me in the city, nobody has them individually. They will sell bags of cards. Mm-hmm. And it's really hit or miss. I don't know if it's just not, they don't get as many cards, or they don't really know where to put them. But I find them with games. I find them with, where else have I found them? I found them in a variety of different, like by cords, only because they put cords in bags and hang them up. And I think, again, they just don't know where to put these cards. Mm-hmm. Today I saw a bag of cards, 80 cents, mm-hmm. and it was half. And I was thinking, so for 40 cents, you got a bag of, I don't know how many cards. I mean, you can't buy a card at the dollar store. Their cards are 50 cents for that. And you got multiple cards.
Yeah.
Now, they all could have been super weird. Mm-hmm. Like on your 23rd birthday, you know, very, very specific and tough to use. But I mean, if you used one card out of there, you only spent 40 cents.
Yeah.
Or if you did some kind of craft project where you collaged or something and just wanted to cut them up, 40 cents, craft supplies.
Just for the envelopes, right?
Like exactly. 40 cents, cheap envelopes.
Because the envelopes tend to be, with greeting cards, they tend to be a really good, like, heavy paper stock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even if you're buying them for that, it's great. This has been on my mind a lot recently because when I knew I was bringing in this bookshelf, I have this container that fits perfectly in one of those little cube cubbies. And I thought, okay, I want to, sort through all my greeting cards, organize them, and then put them there so they're really handy. Because I do want to be more of a greeting card person. The only greeting card tradition, and this is relatively recently, is around Christmas time, Patrick and I will sit down with a delicious boxed wine and write out, I've probably talked about this before, we'll write out Christmas cards to lower grade celebrities who we just love, right? So B characters on Star Trek or whatever. So, but other than that, I haven't been much of a card person. So now that I've got everything sorted and in order, I'm ready. I'm ready to be the card person that I've always meant to be. And, over the years, I've just I really like the way this looks. So I've thrifted a bunch of stuff, and now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, wow, I have a lot of really good stuff here. So
The thing about cards that I struggle with is kind of the same thing about fabric. Like, once you have it, it's like, oh, if I send it, I don't have it anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the whole purpose of it is to send it. But that's the problem, I think, sometimes with vintage things.
Yeah.
Like, it's unique and special, and it's gone. But I have certainly picked out some cool older cards and need to use them and send them.
And maybe it's just that I don't I don't typically find things that I'm that attached to or that are so magnificent.
Yeah, I they haven't been that magnificent. I still struggle to send them sometimes. Well, I have issues.
You and I went to, it was the three-story one, and they had a box of all those postcards in the front. And again, this was there was an office furniture company. So it was just pieces of office furniture. And again, in some ways it's oh, this is so just quirky and weird. But I have no, the thought of sending it just delights me so much that, I'm fine with it.
That's good.
Where I struggle is getting a postcard from the 1920s that nobody ever wrote on and sending that.
Yeah, that I understand.
Yeah, and that's more ooh, this made it this far and look at what I'm doing.
You know what, I don't know that you were thinking of this when you picked out your topic. I like finding cards that people have received.
Oh, right.
That people save.
Yes.
That's something that when I worked at the antique store, we would get, especially if we got like stuff from estate sales. Mm-hmm. You know, some people would save all their cards, and you could get some really cool old cards and postcards. Of course, we had lots of old postcards, but I mean, that I really enjoyed seeing what people wrote, or mm-hmm. just kind of, you know, Christmas cards through the years or birthday cards through the years. And I don't see those at thrift stores very often. I don't know if they throw them away and don't think anybody would buy them, or they just don't get them.
Yeah.
But that would be a fun find.
One time I found a box that somebody had constructed out of greeting cards, and you explained to me that that's a thing.
It's a craft, yeah. You can make, like, bowls out of them, too. Mm-hmm. Often Christmas, but sometimes just other cute cards. Mm-hmm.
I love that somebody found a way of giving them more life, right?
Like, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So greeting cards. There's not that much to say about them. Like, everybody, you know, so long as you can find a thrift store that has them, and, you know, you're willing to take the time to look through them, they're, in my experience, they're always a deal. I don't know that I've ever picked up a greeting card or a bag of greeting cards and said, that is ridiculous. I can't believe they want this much for this. Like, it's a...
Yeah, never.
Right. It's like just a weird quirk that those are always priced well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really low.
You know what I enjoy seeing, and I have no purpose for them, but a lot of times you will find unopened packs of invitations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people would buy, like, 4 packs of invitations for a party and then not need all of them. And that's just something that people don't do anymore. You don't send out invitations for your kid's birthday party or your New Year's Eve party. And those are fun. Like, the graphics are always interesting from whenever they were made or whatever was popular at the time.
Do people really not do that anymore? Am I that far out of the loop?
I mean, at least, well, maybe it's just the circles I run in.
So street gangs.
Yeah. I mean, I just think people do that electronically. One thing we haven't talked about is postage. Like, the cards are less expensive than the postage.
Well, I mean, that's a given. I mean, if you're going to send a greeting card to anybody, right? Like,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just... That's built in, that, you know, you're going to pay the, what is it, 55, 57 cents?
Yeah, or maybe even more at this point. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
Because they're all forever stamps, right? You just buy it and they say forever. I never know what they are worth or they cost now.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to, like, inviting people to an event, if you do it electronically, people can just RSVP electronically.
Right.
As opposed to you send a paper invitation and then somebody has to call you or email or text. I think that has gone, I mean, people send out wedding invitations that way, but...
I was just thinking, like, the big exception to all of this, like, people are really frantically holding on to tradition when it comes to weddings, like...
Yes.
And it's getting weirder. It's like, oh, invitations to a bridal shower, to, you know, everybody's making their weddings, these sort of, like, year-long affairs with, like, multiple events all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and interestingly enough, I never see wedding cards. Well, of course, they're personalized, right? So, if somebody has excess cards, they're not going to be like, here, I'm going to give this to the thrift store. It's my wedding that was in 2008.
Yeah, please enjoy my save the date cards are not going to be useful.
Yeah. And you touched on this earlier, but yeah, there's always that consideration too of like, okay, I love this design. When am I going to need a card for somebody's 8th birthday?
Yeah.
Like, who do I know who's in that realm? And, you know, I mean, I guess you could be like, hi, happy 58th, you know, and you just...
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can do things like that with some friends.
Mm-hmm. Right on. So, we're just about out of time. So, you know, for those of you out there who are greeting card people. You know, whether it's birthday cards, thank you cards, anniversary cards, thinking of you, get well soon, whatever it is. I'm wondering kind of what finds other folks have come across, if you run across postcards, if there's any thrift stores out there that are particularly good or bad about cards. I'd love to hear it.
Absolutely.
All right. So, everybody, thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram at I Love Thrifting. LUV.
Facebook, just ThriftyCast.
Yep. And there's my TikTok, but that's pretty dormant right now, so meh. Maybe once I'm more active.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good night, day, afternoon, whenever you listen.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.